and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we are joined by Tom Reagan, who is the president of the Connecticut Hockey Conference. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, no problem, Harry. Happy to do it.
You know, exciting times in the Nutmeg State. This weekend when you had the Frozen Four down in Pittsburgh, and two of the four teams came from the state of Connecticut, and lo and behold, now we've got a all-Connecticut final. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, it's just, for Connecticut hockey, it's just the best, you know, the best outcome we could have ever hoped for. You know, we've got great college programs in Connecticut, and to have, you know, two of our Division I programs 8 miles apart come all the way full circle to the national final. It's an incredible experience. It's a real tribute to both programs and to the ECAC as a league, and, you know, everything that they've done to get themselves to this point, you know, and for Connecticut hockey, it's just a boon.
I have to think even the most diehard Connecticut fan probably couldn't have drawn this one up.
No, in my wildest dreams, I could not have imagined the two of them playing in the NCAA final. You know, the whole year with Quinnipiac's rise to number one in the polls and the top national ranking has been kind of a dream season. And, you know, I think there were a lot of people who thought, gee, you know, is this bubble going to burst? But for it not to burst for Quinnipiac and to get there and have Yale be the opponent, it's the dream matchup for Connecticut.
You know, it takes an awful lot in the state of Connecticut to knock UConn basketball off the top of the front page of the sports section, but it looks like for at least a couple of days, hockey's been able to do that.
Yeah, hockey's definitely been able to do that, and I don't, you know, UConn basketball does get its share of publicity, and the women winning a national championship is great. But hockey's not hockey's certainly not a forgotten sport in Connecticut. Yale's got a great history. Quinnipiac's done a tremendous job building the program, and, you know, the University of Connecticut will enter Hockey East in another year, and so we'll have teams competing in both of the two major conferences in the East, and so that's going to be, it's just an incredible time for college hockey in Connecticut.
Any other teams coming in down the road where perhaps we could see the Connecticut version of the Beanpot Tournament?
Well, you know, we've got Sacred Heart, we've got UConn, we've got Yale, and we've got Quinnipiac, and they all play each other in different regular season matchups. Having the four of them play in one of our venues, you know, one of our venues, be it the Hartford Civic Center or Bridgeport, in a four-team tournament, I think would be something that would be great. And, you know, we do have a governor, Dan Malloy, who is a hockey dad. Sons have all played, you know, through to the collegiate level. His oldest son is one of my best referees in our USA Hockey refereeing system. And so he considers himself the number one hockey fan. So I think it's something I'm going to have to run by Dan and see if it's something he wants to promote. But I think it would be a great event.
That would be definitely a great thing. You know, Connecticut has a long tradition of producing some great hockey players. How could keeping, you know, having these good college programs, how do you think that's going to help keep some of these kids in state to play their college hockey?
Yeah, no, we have a long history, and, you know, last year I was fortunate enough to represent Connecticut at USA Hockey 75th Anniversary Gala, and afterwards I wrote a letter to my entire membership kind of, you know, talking about our hockey history going back to the days of, you know, Greater New Haven being the first youth hockey program, winning the first national championship through Bob McVay's being a member of the 60 gold medal team, through three women on the 98 gold medal team. We've got quite a history, and as a state, I think we play a role disproportionate to our size in hockey history, but I think this is going to spur our growth even more. I mean, it's no secret that, you know, when you look at USA Hockey registration numbers, there are always spikes after great events. You know, spikes in Massachusetts after the Bruins win the Stanley Cup, spikes nationally after a great Olympic showing. So, you know, the growth of hockey at the youth level and the excitement around the game go hand in hand with these types of events, and I would expect that the great atmosphere and the excitement that Yale and Quinnipiac are spurring on with this run to the national championship is really going to, you know, produce some benefits for us going forward with some, you know, with some increased registrations at the youth level for hockey next year. And that's really what this is all about for us, which is just getting as many people exposed to the game and interested in the game as we can.
You know, that brings up a good point. Under your leadership, you know, you guys are very proactive. I know you work real closely with USA Hockey in terms of the various growing the game, try hockey for free events. Can you talk just a little bit about how that has helped to raise the profile?
Yeah, we've done a great job. You know, we started our Gotta Love Connecticut Hockey web program, which we now also run as a TV program on Connecticut Sports TV, to really cover the game of hockey at the youth level from top to bottom in Connecticut and generate excitement. And, you know, that's generated an incredible amount of excitement. And Rand Technol, the Quinnipiac coach, and Keith Elaine, the Yale coach, are both good friends, and they're both great supporters of Connecticut hockey. Matter of fact, both have kids playing in our member programs. You know, Keith's son Nicholas just represented us at the New England Festival as one of our top 99 players, and Rand has been one of our biggest supporters of the implementation of the American Development Model, and just filmed one of our information emails or webcasts that we did on the ADM, which has been shown throughout the state and is great. So, you know, we've done a lot to really spur the growing the game at the lower levels, and these guys have been two of our biggest advocates for it, and, you know, are very, very generous with their time and their experience and their programs and their facilities. We had a all-day cross-ice event for Mites this year at Quinnipiac, in which I think 27 of our programs participated. And Rand's players were there all day on the ice with the kids for the entire day, and it was just a great experience. So, you know, those two programs and those two coaches have been huge supporters of ours in the program anyways, and just having them now heightened at this level of publicity and excitement just really makes that push that we're doing all that much better.
Absolutely. Well, you know, another, you mentioned the Gotta Love Connecticut hockey program, which, by the way, if anybody hasn't seen it, is a first class piece of work, and you know, they have some great topics and some very interesting interviews. One that I saw recently featured a Connecticut native, Chris Drury, talking about his experiences now as a hockey dad. Can you talk a little bit about Chris's impact on hockey in Connecticut, and not only as an NHL player and an Olympian, but also now what he's bringing back to the sport?
It's really funny. Chris is a great, you know, Chris is a great ambassador, and, you know, Chris still, I think, holds the distinction of being the only player ever to win a Little League World Series in a Pee-wee Tier 1 USA Hockey National Championship in the same season. And, you know, Chris's career went on from there to high school state championship, an NCAA championship at BU, and a Stanley Cup champions with the Avalanche. So Chris had the dream career, but he's now back in Connecticut coaching in one of the programs in Greenwich and coaching Mites and imparting his wisdom and his years of experience on our younger generation. He's really an active coach. I consider myself very fortunate in Connecticut because I have a bunch of NHLers and some Hall of Famers who coach in our youth hockey systems. Mark Messier coaches, Mike Richter coaches, Chris coaches, and these guys are just phenomenal ambassadors of the game and are just really willing to give and help the next generation of hockey players, you know, learn the game, and they impart their passion on the game. And, you know, what better role models can you have than players and people like that?
Absolutely. Hey, I understand that, you know, Connecticut hosted another national championship event up near Hartford. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about, you know, how that event went last week. I think it was the 18 and under Tier 2. How was that event?
We hosted the U18 Tier 2 Midgets, which is broken up, which has got representatives from, I think it was 34, 35 states, broken up into three divisions. It was an awesome event. Wednesday to Sunday, great hockey. Played at two great venues in Cromwell and Simsbury, and they were, you know, just awesome hockey. Had one of our own teams, the Wonderland Wizards, advance to the semifinals and lose to the eventual 3A winner, Afton Americans from Missouri. Just a great hockey event. This is the third national we've hosted in 3 years. We hosted the women's Tier 1, the girls' Tier 1 last year, and then 2 years ago we hosted the boys' U16 and U18 Midget Tier 1s. And they're just great events for anybody who's ever been to a USA Hockey National. There's not a better, you know, youth hockey or youth sport event than that. And great experience for the kids, great experience for the fans. And, you know, we love doing them. We think we have good venues and do a great job putting them on. We had quite a weekend last weekend. We had four of our teams at various levels advanced the USA Hockey National Championship games and had our Southern Connecticut Stars win the U16 Tier 2 National Championship. So it was a really good weekend all around for Connecticut hockey on the youth level, too.
I was just going to give them a shout-out as to the Southern Connecticut Stars. But, you know, whether it's the Stars or you've got the Polar Bears, you've got Mid-Fairfield Blues, I mean, you really do have some top talent coming out of the state of Connecticut at the youth level.
We do. We do, and it's great to see, and our numbers continue to be – our numbers at the lower levels are growing. We're one of the few affiliates in the country, I think, who's experienced 4 years of positive growth at the 8-and-under level, and we just continue to produce more and more players. And, you know, as you said before, now we've got the role models of the Drurys and the Messiers and the Richters, you know, back turning out the next generation of great hockey players, and it's a system that, you know, really works. And it all starts with the volunteers and the volunteer coaches. We've got a bunch of great programs, and we've got a great history, programs like the Polar Bears and Mid-Fairfield. We've got great history in some of the programs, and we've had a lot of success, and it continues to grow, and that's really what we want to see.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, before I let you go, I just wanted to get not only your thoughts on where are you going to be watching the game tomorrow night, and if you have any kind of prediction you'd like to make.
It's 50-50 whether I haven't decided whether I'm actually going to Pittsburgh tomorrow night or not. I'm going to be watching it in Pittsburgh or watching it at home with a lot of friends around me. Rand and Keith are both good friends. I consider them good friends personally and good friends of Connecticut hockey. So all I want to see is a good game and a good winner. I'm assured of a winner from Connecticut, and I'm not going to predict anything more beyond that other than I hope they have a great game. I sent both of them emails this morning congratulating them, wishing them luck. And I just want to see a good game because winner or loser, no matter what, Connecticut wins in this, and it's just a great environment for us.
I could not agree more. Well, speaking as a Connecticut native and a product of Connecticut youth hockey, I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much, Tom, for taking the time to join us, and congratulations not only on what you're doing at the grassroots level in helping to grow the game and improve the game, but just at all levels of hockey.
Thanks, Harry. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.